the 28th of February, I was on a train, and I was writing an email to Jeremy Farrar, director of the Wellcome Trust. But on the bottom of that email, I put a sort of effectively a PS, which went along the lines of, I know at the moment we're thinking about international travel and beginning to think about what sort of social distancing measures. But at some point, probably quite soon, people are going to start thinking about drugs to either treat or to prevent the infection. And if we're not careful, then these will get thrown at patients. We'll have no idea whether they work or not. And that will be a disaster because we will not know what resources we should be using, which drugs we should be using. We may even cause harm to very, very large numbers of patients. I said it's exactly in the time when your resources are short, the problem is common, there is no treatment, and the outcomes are bad, that you really need randomised trials in order to separate out the treatments that work from the ones that don't. And Jeremy got back to me immediately and said, you better speak to Peter Horby. And so the next week, Peter and I met together, and we realised that we had to get the design right from a science point of view because we had to get the right answers. We needed to recognise the burden that the frontline NHS was under. The doctors and nurses were going to be extraordinarily busy and were going to be under enormous emotional stress. And so whatever extra you asked them to do had to be absolutely necessary. Over the last year, we've had suggestions, for example, of treatments which cost, you know, $80,000 for a course of treatment. Well, that might be a miracle treatment, but it's not a cure for a pandemic. We were not interested in those sorts of treatments, even if they did work. You know, what we're trying to do is solve a pandemic. On the 9th and 10th of March, we wrote the protocol. 19th of March, first patient went in Oxford. Within 8 weeks, 10,000 patients had gone into the study. Within 100 days, 12,000 had gone into the study, and we had the first results. We've ended up with every single acute hospital in the country, from the Western Isles of Scotland to Truro, from Derry to King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth.